I go again, trying to pretend I won't pick up. Yeah, I wanna let it ring, but you know me, I'll be over soon enough. But one more Friday night, 2 a.m., 3 mile drive, till these four wheels hit your street. And I spend 5 minutes trying to leave your house, but I never do. I climb those 6 steps straight to you. When you hit those 7 digits with that thumb I'm under, yeah, you got my number. Girl, you got my number. I wanna tell you no, but then again I don't, I've got it bad. Girl, it ain't my style to be the guy you dial when you ain't got no plans. But like clockwork, here I am for one more Friday night. 2 a.m., 3 mile drive until these four wheels hit your street. And I spend 5 minutes trying to leave your house, but I never do. I climb those 6 steps straight to you. When you hit those 7 digits with that thumb I'm under, yeah, you got my number. You got my number. Here I go again. You know you can count on it. One more Friday night, 2 a.m., 3 mile drive, until these four wheels hit your street. And I spend 5 minutes trying to leave your house, but I never do. I climb those 6 steps straight to you. When you hit those 7 digits with that thumb I'm under, yeah, you got my number. You got my number. You got my number. Girl, you got my number. Here I go again, trying to pretend I won't pick up.
Hot Country 103.5, Drew Pell in the studio for this week's Hot Discovery. We're going to get to know Drew a little bit better. What I have here, Drew, is a bucket of over 300 random questions. That's everybody's reactions. And we'll get you to pick a couple, and we'll get to know you a little bit better.
Okay, so I just pick any two questions, or any deep?
Yeah, we'll go three.
We'll go three, okay. This is going to be the first one. Wow, this is scary. I don't even know why. This is just scary to me.
It's the unknown.
It is, yeah. There's number two. We'll take one right off the top for the third one here. Okay, there we go.
All right, there's the three questions from the bucket.
Okay. So I open it up
and let's see what you got. Like a fortune cookie.
What is something you are certain you'll never experience? That is easy for me to say, skydiving. There's no way I'm ever going to jump out of a plane.
No?
Not with a person, not with a parachute. No? Well, especially not with a parachute. No, for me, man, that's just like, I'm going to be the one guy that dies. I'm going to be that one guy every like 15 years that something doesn't work. I fall to my doom. Yeah, exactly. So that's a big no for skydiving.
All right, no skydiving for Drew. That's good, because I was going to do that for this interview. We were going to jump out of a plane and
talk. Would be a crazy... I did always have, as a kid, I think this actually was maybe like a Chili Peppers video. Did they like jump out of a plane?
I think
And they were
so.
Like playing their instruments, like the drums were mounted to like a piece of plywood or something.
It sounds like something they would do.
Yeah. I swear I saw that as a kid and I thought that was just the coolest thing. Yeah. But now I don't even bungee jump, man. It's just, why?
Just
it's
stay
not
on the
worth
ground.
It. Yeah, stay on the ground. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, let's go number two.
All right. If you could have a video of any one event in your life, what event would you choose? Like an event that I experienced?
Yeah.
Hmm. being a musician, mm-hmm. so many of those events are filmed. That's tough. Mm-hmm. One event in my life that I could pick. I don't want to pick something super lame. You know what? When I was in grade 10, I played basketball, a lot of basketball. Mm-hmm. And we went to the island for some tournament. And I was always a terrible, terrible basketball player. I was tall.
Yeah.
But I just didn't have the, like, drive to really hustle for the ball, you know? If it was, like, between me and some guy, and this guy's, like, furious, like, sweating, like, I'm going to get that ball from... I was, you can take it, man. You have the ball.
I don't even want it.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I'm just not... I don't care that much, man. But there was this one game we were playing. I don't even know where it was, but I, like... destroyed this, like, the first quarter of this game, and like my buddies in high school, when I go back, will be like, remember that game, that, like, what were you on, man, that first quarter of that game? Because I got like 25 points, and I was like hitting every rebound, and I was just like, I was like pulling moves and juking guys out, and it was actually working. And it's like, that never happens. And it, like, built this confidence, and it was just this one time thing, you know. And I got like high fives. I was flying real high.
It's going to live in
after that quarter.
Infamy forever.
Yeah,
forever.
I think the second quarter I didn't do anything and they benched me the rest of the game. But that first quarter, man, I do wish I had that, you know, that the glory days, the glory
cool.
game. Yeah, yeah. I haven't shot a basketball since.
Third question.
Okay, third question. What is something you will never do again? I will never... So when I was, I was a band kid.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in grade 11, maybe it was grade 12 actually. We went to some Camp Gabriola, I think, on Vancouver Island. I think that's what it was called. Don't quote me. For like a band, high school band retreat sort of thing. And you play all these like mini games when you're on these retreats, right? Like the team buildings kind of stuff. And one of them was you keep your hands behind your back, and there are like 4 or 5 hot peppers dangling from like a clothesline on they're hanging by like dental floss or whatever, right? And you got to eat the whole thing at once, in one go. And I went for the smallest one, thinking like, I'm not gonna try and take down a large. I think the largest pepper was maybe like a red bell pepper, right? Like, but idiot me, I was like, go for this. The smallest ones are always the death ones. They're always the hottest ones. Yeah. So I chomp off this like death small little green pepper, and I'm chewing this thing furiously, swallow, and instantly my eyes start to water, my tongue's on fire. I like completely broke character, broke the game, ran into the mess hall and took like 2 jugs of the 4-liter milk things and started chugging, and the band teacher flipped out at me because that's like the band's milk for the rest of the trip, and I like just don't even care. It's like the most painful thing ever. I'm chugging milk, and I watch, there's a show mm-hmm. called Hot Ones on YouTube. Have you ever seen that? They're eating like hot wings or something with all these death sauces. I will never put myself through the pain of eating extremely spicy food. To this day, I just never have. Again, it's one of those things. Why you skydive, man? Why don't you eat this hot? It's like, no, dude, it's not worth it to me. Yeah. It's just not worth it. You know, I want to enjoy
myself.
I like
chicken wings, but I want to taste the chicken wing, not...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Not fire.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel like eating a lit match.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Spicy food is a big no-no for me. Yeah.
So, Drew, where can fans get your music?
They can get my music on Spotify, mm-hmm. Basically any streaming service. Just look for Drew Powell. They can follow me on Instagram, Drew Powell Music. Mm-hmm. Follow me on Twitter, Drew Powell Music. Facebook, Drew Powell Music. I always say, awesome. keep it consolidated, you know, Drew Powell Music. That's awesome.
Drew, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Cruz. This was fun.